Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thank you for joining us. The Turner Dodge House in North Lansing is one of the city's most historic structures. It's almost 160 years old, and over the years it's hosted hundreds of events, ranging from tours and music events to wedding receptions. Last January, a burst pipe caused extensive water damage at the Turner Dodge House, and things are only now getting back to normal. Current State Scott Pohl is here with more on the project to fix up this remarkable facility. Hi, Scott.
Hi. It's kind of reopening week. We had the Knapp Center yesterday. Today, we're going to talk about the Turner Dodge House. The Turner Dodge House had to close for most of the year while repairs were made. No small obstacle for the City of Lansing's Department of Parks and Recreation, which runs the facility. I met the department's director, Brett Kaczynski, at the house, where we were joined by the president of the Friends of Turner Dodge, Michael Beebe, for a look around. Kaczynski says things were crazy that January night when a pipe burst on an upper level.
We had a fire alarm that came in through our alarm system that we have at the house. Emily Stevens, who is our manager of leisure services, reported in here, along with, because it was a fire alarm, it automatically went to the fire department. When she came here, the fire department was already here and already had the water system turned off, all the water to the house turned off. It was at that point then that all the water that was in the fire suppression system continued to cascade down through the building. And that is when, you know, we called our building maintenance section, who brought out Surf Pro here to get started that evening on getting the house dried out and getting all the water out of it. I know Michael Beebe stopped by that night and saw some of the damage here that night as well.
Michael, I'd like to hear your description.
Rather traumatic, I have to say.
We're standing in the dining room, which you've described as being like standing in the midst of a rainfall.
Rainstorm, yes, exactly. I had just picked a friend up from the airport, and we were coming back by here because I just live a block away. And so I saw the activity going on here, so I stopped, and one of the city employees let me in. And first thing, we came into the dining room, and it was raining just like a rainstorm, and it was just awful. And so we started trying to move things around away from the water, and then went upstairs and tried to do a little bit of, you know, moving of things too. But it was very traumatic, and yeah, I thought this house is done. That's how I kind of felt that night, you know.
Brett Kaczynski, how far are we along in the project of fixing up the Turner Dodge? I know that there's other work that's unrelated to the water damage underway too.
Right. As far as the water damage portion, we have completed that. The punch list has been completed. And now the long task of resetting the house as it was is what's in place right now, and really getting it ready for Christmas. Not only setting and getting all the equipment that was moved to the east side of the house back in its area, because the east side was the portion that wasn't damaged, but moving that all back out. We also had on schedule painting for this year, exterior painting, and so that was completed this year. There's some final wrap-ups and touch-ups of that going on right now, and really looks beautiful on the upper level. I mean, it is a brick house, but it is a huge house, and when you look at the paint job that takes place around the windows and shutters and, you know, those sorts of things, there's a lot of painting here when you take the porch and the columns and the back porch as well. And then the other project that we have coming up is masonry on the chimney that needs to be replaced, and some brick tucking, pointing around the base of the house here, getting that in order. That's probably our next step in terms of renovations that are taking place. That's a small project, though, compared to the restoration from the water damage.
Well, the floor has been redone in this dining room. Tell me about the rest of the work that was done in this room. I know the wallpaper needed to be replaced. Go through that for me.
Sure. We had wallpaper that needed to be replaced, and then refinishing of all the floors that were in here. We completely gutted and renovated the kitchen area there, adding in some new stainless steel cabinetry and faucets and countertops. All of that stuff in the house was from a 1970s time period. So it was due for a redo there as well, as far as getting the updated appliances in there, the three compartment sink in there. So that those were the renovations here on the first floor. And again, there's some damage to the plaster whenever you have the water coming through the ceilings and the holes that were poked in there to make sure that it was all dried out. You have to repair and patch all of those areas of the ceilings and walls.
In terms of safety and health related issues, you feel confident that there won't be a mold issue here or other safety or health related problems that might arise? You feel good about that?
We do. One of the things that, you know, you get educated every day on things when you see different stuff throughout your career. And one of the things was to see some of the humidity and moisture devices that were brought in by these professionals to make sure of that. And so, yeah, when there's tape on the walls and on the ceilings with the exact amount of humidity, moisture that we have in that area, and the percentages that we were trying to get it down really under 10%, which for a historic house, you wanted a little bit higher because of the wood, but we had to get it dried out to that point to make sure of the mold, and then we could allow it to become a little bit more humid in here, especially with all the wood that we have.
We're talking with Brett Kaczynski, who is director of the Department of Parks and Recreation for the City of Lansing, and we're also speaking with Michael Beebe, who is president of the Friends of Turner Dodge. Michael, could you remind us of the Turner Dodge home's place in Lansing history?
Well, we refer to Turner Dodge House as Lansing's jewel. It's just a community place for events and history. We've had a lot of weddings here, various private events, a lot of history training, you know, about the history of the house and all that. But it's a great place for the community to come and enjoy. And it's probably really one of the last historic homes that's left in this area. Lansing has not been kind with historic places, as you know, probably. But yeah, we pride ourselves in being a part of this home. Yeah.
Since this damage occurred in late January, I know that events have had to be rescheduled. How did the city handle all of that since January?
Many of the events that take place here as far as special events are weddings. Those often take place outside in the gardens or on the front porch area. So we were still able to accommodate those folks. We did have a partner in the marquee in Old Town that took care of the reception for us. Usually a lot we have the receptions here inside the house. We were able to move those to the marquee down in Old Town, and they were a great partner with us as well. As far as history camps or tours or any of the Girl Scout programs for historical badges that took place or any of the teas, obviously we weren't able to have those in the house this year, but we tried very hard to accommodate all the events that were booked on, you know, were booked with us for this year.
The price tag for all of this work, it's my understanding, according to a story in Lansing City Pulse, came to over $100,000. Is that right, and where did the money come from?
That is accurate. The money came from, we had an insurance settlement on this, you know, from our insurance company. So that's one form. The other is the City of Lansing's general fund and our millage dollars through our parks millage helped pay for this.
And the Friends of Turner Dodge also have been kicking in some money, right?
We helped subsidize, we were asked to help subsidize the exterior painting of the home, so we did kick in a little bit to help with that.
We've moved upstairs into the room that you describe as the boys' room.
Correct.
In the house, uh-huh. Michael Beebe. And you brought me up here because you wanted me to see the wallpaper in this room. It's interesting because I can see a portion of the original wallpaper that was found during the repair process, and you had wallpaper made to match that. Is that correct?
There was some research done several years ago in this house, and one of the research projects was trying to find some original wallpaper or anything like that that we could do something with. And it was found that there was this original wallpaper in the boys' room, but the rest of it had all been torn down, so there's just one patch left. So again, we had this specially made through a company that specializes in historic wallpapers, and redid this whole room with this wallpaper, and the Friends of Turner Dodge paid for that out of our funds that we raise, you know, over in fundraising.
And now that we have December approaching, I know that people will be glad to hear that the Festival of the Trees is on, right?
Oh, yes, third annual Festival of Trees. This year we are partnering with the Lansing Department of Parks and Recreation, and we're opening it up anybody citywide that would like to do a tree this year. We had the first couple of years we stuck to Old Town just because Turner Dodge House is frankly an Old Town, even though it's on the northern edge. So this year, we had a lot of people that were interested in doing trees from the city, so we opened it up pretty much over, you know, citywide this year, and we're very excited about that. Right now, we have 28 or so trees that have been confirmed for the Festival of Trees. It opens to the public on Saturday, December 13th, and runs through January 4th, the weekend of January 4th. And we have an opening night gala on Friday the 12th. That is a private party that's open to friends of Turner Dodge House members and tree decorators. And that's always a very, very fun night. We have a tree judging of the top three trees, and we have a celebrity, a group of celebrity judges, Evan Pinsonall from Channel 6, Jane Aldrich, and Bob Hoffman from the Wharton Center, who will be our tree judges that night. And that's always a lot of fun with those three.
Brett Kaczynski, this has to really feel good to have this project done. I'm sure it's taken up a lot of your time this year. So in summation, talk about what this has meant to the city's Parks and Recreation Department this year to fix up the Turner Dodge House.
Well, it has been a long process, and anytime you go through construction projects, they're bittersweet. A lot of times it's something that you are fixing up that maybe is a brand new project, or it could be, like I said, a fix-up project. This was a little bit different. This was something where Mother Nature comes in and bites you pretty good. And that's what we had here. Now, like I say again, as far as the floors and some things we were able to do in the kitchens, it gave us opportunity. But as far as not being able to have the house open for this long of a time for folks is very frustrating. That being said, whenever I think it gives new birth to the Festival of Trees this year, I think it gives new motivation for January of 15 when we're able to open this up again and get folks in here. You know, when you're used to something, you know, a lot of times you don't know how bad it hurts until it goes away. And I think that's a situation here where you're used to having events and teas and programs at Turner Dodge, and all of a sudden when you cannot, that hurts. And getting to open that Christmas present here this year is going to be pretty exciting.
Brett Kaczynski is director of the Department of Parks and Recreation for the City of Lansing. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Michael Beebe is president of Friends of Turner Dodge. Nice to talk with you.
Nice. Thank you very much for interviewing us today.
Thanks to both of you for preserving this part of Lansing's history. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.